This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. At a tournament in Germany next month, one of the world's largest electronic sports organizations is giving players a shot at $250,000 in prize money, along with the possibility of a drug test. For the first time, the Electronic Sports League, or ESL, is partnering with the anti-doping authorities who test athletes in more traditional sports like cycling or soccer to crack down on brain-boosting drugs in an industry that attracts more than 113 million fans worldwide. Nick Wingfield is a reporter for the New York Times and recently co-wrote an article about it called Drug Testing is Coming to Esports. Nick, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
So which drugs are they going to be testing for?
Well, the main focus is going to be on amphetamines, of which Adderall is one. But there are other drugs as well that will eventually be on the test. But initially, that's what they're going to be focusing on, Adderall being kind of an attention-focusing drug that's prescribed for ADHD. And there's speculation that it might actually help competitive gamers, although we don't know that for sure.
Right. We know that college students are famously taking them for studying and testing. How are they going to be testing for this? Blood tests, urine tests?
It was a skin test initially that they're going to be doing, but they haven't been really specific about all of the details of the testing regimen. It will be random, though, so not everyone will be tested.
So why now? What is driving this decision to randomly test players now?
We're at a really interesting moment for competitive video gaming, which is called esports. It's gotten quite big. You have corporate sponsors that are coming into it, like Coca-Cola. You have media partnerships. ESPN has broadcast it. There are a lot of online broadcasting partners. And the leagues and companies that are involved in esports are becoming much more concerned about legitimacy. So they don't want there to be any perception that someone has an unfair advantage or is cheating in order to win a match, because there's a lot of money on the line in some of these competitions, and they want to, you know, they want to make sure that this field continues to grow.
Yeah, I'm reading prize money alone expected to reach $71 million industry-wide. And of course, as you mentioned, all these sponsorships, sponsoring individual athletes and players.
That's right. There are different models all over the place. You know, in Korea, for example, there are telecommunications companies that have sponsored teams. In the United States, often there are privately owned teams that that have players, but they do have sponsors as well. And the prize money has just gotten huge. I'm in Seattle, and this very week, there's a tournament for the game Dota 2 with the largest esports prize pool ever, $18 million.
Wow. Well, one of the players, Corey Friesen, he spoke specifically about taking Adderall to help him with his concentration. But what if players are legitimately diagnosed and prescribed Adderall or Ritalin for ADHD?
That's right. I mean, I don't know exactly what the policies are going to be, how much will be allowed. I believe that other sports have also kind of developed policies around legitimate uses of some of these drugs. You know, this is a fairly new policy that the ESL has put in place, so we're going to have to wait to see what some of the details are about, you know, legitimate uses of some of these drugs.
How are players reacting to the possibility of a random drug test?
I think for the most part, they're relatively positive about it. You know, it's really not clear how widespread the use of Adderall was. It's been whispered about, but it's not actually that clear also whether it gives you much of an advantage. The player that you mentioned earlier actually ended up not winning. His team ended up not winning. So it clearly didn't give him a leg up in that particular case. But I think overall players really want to see this whole area develop, and they don't want to see anything taint the field of esports.
Yeah, so in this attempt at legitimacy, what effect do you think it's going to have? Will people be more accepting or think differently about competitive electronic gaming?
You know, I don't think the any perception that there has been doping in esports has harmed the growth of it yet. It's really been kind of underground up until this point. I think really esports faces other challenges to its growth, which is just making it more comprehensible and accessible to a to a wider audience. That's really what's going to affect the perception of it. And that's partly going to be a generational shift. You know, as kind of today's esports fans, people in their kind of 18 to 30 year old, you know, get older, and their children come up playing video games and seeing esports as kind of a normal thing, I think we're going to see this field grow very significantly at that stage.
Nick Wingfield, thank you for speaking with us.
You bet.
Nick Wingfield is a reporter for the New York Times. You can find a link to read the article that he co-wrote, Drug Testing is Coming to Esports. The link is at wordofmouthradio.org.